Jack's Country is WSOS Fruit Cove, Jacksonville. Jack's Country is 94.1 FM. Jack's Country is real country music. Portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to our North Florida neighborhood.
Hi, and welcome to North Florida neighborhood. I'm Colby, and we get to just sit, chat with our neighbors, hear what really cool stuff they're doing for us and with us in the best place to live. And today I have Miss Anna Dooley. And Anna, you are with the 4th Annual Arbor Day Festival.
Yes, I'm Executive Director of Greenscape of Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. And we're a nonprofit tree planting organization. Actually, Colby, this year is our 45th anniversary.
And oh my gosh.
Yeah, we are credited with over 350,000 trees planted in Jacksonville.
Just one kind of tree?
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh, I can't even fathom.
Well, I'll tell you, actually, if we have time, the way it started was a couple of ladies sitting in a park 45 years ago. Mm-hmm. And this was back when Jacksonville was touting itself as the bold new city of the South. Okay. And what was happening, really, they were paving over Paradise and building a parking lot in lots of areas. And these ladies said, you know, we need more trees. We need more trees downtown. And mm-hmm. so they started this whole movement, and they were way ahead of their time about planting trees. They planted trees downtown, and then they spread out into different areas. And I'm telling you, you cannot go anywhere in Jacksonville or the beaches where there are not trees that have already been planted by our organization, typically volunteers.
And so did it start with these two ladies? Did they just manually plant these trees themselves?
Yeah. Yeah. They recruited volunteers, and it just grew down around where the stadium is. Mm-hmm. And I never can keep track. Is it TIAA Stadium? I'm not sure.
Something like that. Either two I's or two A's. I don't remember.
Well, back in the day, it was the Gator Bowl. And that whole area from the Matthews Bridge heading into town was just desolate. There was nothing there. And Greenscape went out and planted 6,000 trees there with volunteers. And that's all the trees you see all the way around it now. It's so lovely.
Because I can't even picture it being empty.
Yeah.
That's all I've known is all those, the lush and the green.
I know. And it makes a huge difference. And we have really taken care of those trees. We've mm-hmm. been out to prune them. It was funny because they were planted just like nature would have devised it. We didn't set them up in perfect rows. We didn't, you know, okay. group them by a specific thing. We just kind of, you know, did it like a bird would drop a seed. And so mm-hmm. we thought we'd have to clean them out a lot. But everything, nature took over. And so they've really survived, and it makes such a huge difference.
So right now, there's so much construction and building going on. I mean, right down the street from the station.
Mm-hmm.
How is that affecting you guys? Like, y'all have spent in the past 45 years building these trees, and now it seems like they're all getting torn down again.
Well, there is a mechanism in place. The city has laws about mm-hmm. cutting down specific trees, if they're hardwoods, if they're over a certain size. So a developer has to sort of compensate the city for that. In other words, they have the opportunity to either replant, and there's a formula, so many inches of hardwoods for what mm-hmm. they have taken down, or they can write a check into the city's tree mitigation fund. So that that was a hard-fought battle to get it that far. But now it's working out really, really well because mm-hmm. that gives us some funding. But we're definitely an independent organization. We're funded by, I write grants, mm-hmm. and, you know, we'll be hopefully using some of the mitigation funds. We have to go through a very lengthy process of having what our projects are approved through the city, but that's fine. We'd rather we go through the process and others have to do the same, because we want it all to be very transparent so people know where the money is going. But where it's supposed to be going is to plant more trees.
And now at Arbor Day, will you guys get any money from that? Any funds?
No, no. It's not really a fundraiser. For, about 30 years, we did a tree sale. It was a flowering tree sale. It was always the last Saturday in February. And then we decided, you know, let's change it up a little bit. So now that day is designated by the mayor as Jacksonville's official Arbor Day celebration. And we have a festival. We have people there that will tell you all about what kind of tree might work best in your yard. And we give away several thousand trees.
Oh, my gosh. And this is open for anybody.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
You don't have to be really in the know about landscaping or hippie tree lover. You can just come.
You know, as long as you are interested in growing a tree in your yard, at least one tree, we will have plenty for you to choose from. And we'll have some of our volunteers are foresters. Some are landscape architects.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll have the master gardeners. Oh, yeah. I mean, we're good stuff here.
Yeah.
We got it going. Yeah. And so it's a great place if you're a new home owner or if you've lost trees. We've lost so many trees over storms and hurricanes the past few years. And let me tell you what we're going to have.
And these are ones for sale?
No, everything is free.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this is what I need to redo my yard. So I'm excited.
Okay. The trees will be in 3-gallon containers. So that's not huge. You just need to know that. But it's not a stick either. And we pick that size because that's easy for people to get in their cars, their automobiles.
Okay.
So we're going to have live oaks. I mean, everybody, live oaks are fabulous. Southern magnolia, which I love. Dahoon holly. And you're going to, you know, but though it's a beautiful holly with, you know, red berries. Bald cypress, which is really great for wet, more wet areas. Crepe myrtles. Everybody loves crepe myrtles.
My mom loves this.
Yeah. And red maple, which is a beautiful tree. The fringe tree, which is kind of different, but I think people that know trees, they'll enjoy it. And red buds. People love the red buds. I had to order those special from a nursery that's just going to supply us with those. But we raise money through our sponsors so we can purchase the trees, so we can have the event at the fairgrounds, the Jacksonville Fairgrounds, which most everybody knows where that is. And just to have people there to talk about it. And we're going to have some arts and crafts for children.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think Smokey the Bear will be there.
Make a grand appearance.
Yes.
Well, for someone like me who definitely does not have a green thumb, I'm intimidated to come and take a tree because now I feel like I'm just going to kill it in a matter of weeks.
Well, first of all, you've got to change your attitude.
Okay. Thank you.
I have materials that we'll distribute there that show you the perfect way to plant your new tree, exactly how deep the hole is supposed to be, how wide. You'll know all about that. You'll know about how to get the water down to it. I mean, there's a little bit of science, but it's also some common sense, too. Do not be intimidated. I mean, as I said, nature, you know, birds drop seeds, and acorns go under the ground. You know, if Mother Nature can do it, maybe you could, too.
Okay, I like that. So we're not going to leave clues, some kind of tips and really encourage us.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. So how have you seen the growth? Because this is the fourth true festival.
Right.
What's the growth looked like for you?
Well, you know, it varies from year to year. we always are hoping that we have good weather and people come out.
Right.
But usually, you know, we make a lot of people happy by giving away all these trees.
Do you guys ever run out? Like there's more people than...
It might happen. Mm-hmm. You know, especially with all of your listeners getting this message, they'll all be running over there on March 28th. But we open at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we hope to be finished by 2. So it's a good idea to get there, you know, when you can and get your trees.
For serve.
Yes, exactly. Okay. But we hope that you'll stay for a while and visit with some of the vendors and some of the other. We'll have other nonprofits there. We ask them if they would like to come so they can share their message with people. And that will be like the Master Gardeners and JEA will be there. They're foresters to talk about trees with them. The Florida Service will be there with Smokey. And, you know, there's in addition to JEA, the city is also a sponsor of this event since it is Jacksonville's official Arbor Day.
So someone who's so passionate about trees and plants, what does your yard look like? Is it just lush and beautiful?
Oh, this is embarrassing.
No!
I just recently sold my house and moved to an apartment.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
No. It really was the best thing for me. Absolutely. And we do. I love it. I'm living in Avondale, and Avondale has the most beautiful canopy in the city.
They really do. That's where I'm from, the Gulf of Mexico, and what I miss most is driving down the roads and just seeing the beautiful canopies and having the sun kind of like splice through a little, but it's just like you're transported into a wonderland.
Oh,
it's so
exactly
different.
Exactly. Yeah. So yes, I would say my yard is definitely lush because it's all of Avondale.
Yes, and you don't have to do any of the
you
work.
You don't have to do a thing except enjoy it. Oh. So.
Well, Anna, tell me one more time when and where this fourth annual Arbor Day Festival is happening.
It will be held on Saturday, March 28th. At the Jacksonville Fairgrounds, which is near the stadium, and you wouldn't have any problem finding it. And we will open at 9 a.m., and we hope to close at 2. There'll be other activities. We've got great arts and crafts for the children to do, and so everybody will have something fun going on. And meanwhile, the parents can be learning all about which tree will be best for their yard, and I think it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, and you just walk in and it's free, and you leave with a tree.
Yeah, or at least two, maybe.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, sweet.
So depending on how our traffic is, we haven't set an exact number that people can take.
Oh, well, perfect. Thank you so much. Thanks for being such a sweet neighbor to our neighborhood.
You're welcome. I love Jacksonville, and I think that this is what we need. It's very important for us to have trees planted for their beauty, for the wildlife they attract.
Right.
And actually, right now, we're suffering a lot of problems because of our storms and flooding. Mm-hmm. And trees are a great tool to use to hold stormwater. So resiliency is the key word right now.
Yeah. Thank you for giving back to our home.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week, and if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, at jacksonville.radio. Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood.
Hey, and welcome to North Florida Neighborhood, where we get to just sit, chat with our neighbors, hear what really cool stuff they're doing for us and with us in our community. And today we have Paola, who is the media support specialist, and she is heading up the World Nation Celebration. What a big name.
Yeah. No, it's huge.
World Nations. Mm-hmm. What does that entail?
Yeah. So the World of Nations celebration is all meant to bring everybody that we have so much diversity in Jacksonville, right? Mm-hmm. So we want to bring everybody from the community together to kind of learn about each other's cultures and each other's countries.
How did this start? Like, yeah, we're a melting pot, but who made that first initiative?
Yeah, so I'm new to the city, but it, you know, came from the mm-hmm. city of Jacksonville. So the city makes it a priority to make sure, like I said, to bring the community together. So, you know, the Office of Special Events, which is where we come from, mm-hmm. kind of made it a priority to make sure that there is an outlet for all these people that, you know, are from different countries and speak different languages and dress differently and whatever mm-hmm. to feel included and to provide kind of this educational, you know, aspect to learning about the community and what they all have to offer.
So does that mean it's like local people in the community and they're tabling themselves?
Yeah, yeah. So it's people who live here, work here, have their lives here, but they, you know, came from somewhere else. So there's over 30 countries that are being represented from all the different continents.
And all those people live here in Jacksonville right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, absolutely.
How can you be, I don't even want to call it a vendor, mm-hmm. but how can you be a representative?
Yeah, yeah. So we have a team, you know, that kind of reaches out to different mm-hmm. parts of the community. But that's why we kind of want to make people aware so that they know that there is this annual opportunity for them to come out and kind of meet each other.
And when's it happening this year?
So February 29th and March 1st. So it's a Saturday, Sunday. It's next weekend.
Okay, so super soon. What have you learned from this event?
Yeah.
Especially since you're not from Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's crazy, but I'm from Puerto Rico myself. Yeah.
Like born and raised?
Born, not raised, okay. But raised in the culture. So I was raised okay. in Orlando, and I moved here to Jacksonville about 7 years ago, and I had no idea how much diversity there really was here because, you know, when you think of diversity, you think of, like, New York and San Diego and Miami, yeah. you know. Like
not places, Jacksonville.
Not Jacksonville. But, you know, come to surprise, pleasant surprise, that there are so many different amazing people that still, you know, live by their culture, their food, mm-hmm. their dance. You know, their entertainment, how, you know, how they spend their time with each other. It's awesome.
So will there be a Puerto Rican booth?
Yeah, there will.
Are you heading it up?
I'm not. But I'm excited to meet them because I haven't met them myself yet. So I'm excited to meet them and kind of hang out with them. But I personally also want to learn about all the other ones that we have coming.
What booth do you think you're like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to run over to this one and eat their food?
Oh man. Well, I'm really excited about Indonesia because I personally know nothing about that country.
Like, same, I think that's most people.
Yeah. No, I'm really excited to meet them and kind of learn who they are and stuff. But of course, who's not going to want, like, good Puerto Rican food?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited about it.
And like, is it just food? That's
No. So there's going to be dancing and singing and different, you know, cultural like entertainment. There's arts and crafts that they do, you know, from their countries, and then of course food, you know, because who doesn't love food? But I'm excited to see some of those dances and you know, traditional folk attire that they have.
So one of the things, I grew up Greek dancing, like my grandparents were first generation from Greece, and they would kind of parade me around. I was like the only local granddaughter.
Wow.
So will there be Greek dancing?
You know, I don't think Greece is one of the countries. I know, now that I think about it. Hold on, let me check. Yeah, no, I don't think they are. We need some Greek representation up in
okay,
there.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I'll have to like yell opa or something like that.
Yeah.
Bring my spanakopita.
Okay.
That's like the extent of my Greekness.
Okay,
got
it.
But that's okay.
That's awesome.
And is it kind of sensory overload though? Like, it's loud, there's a lot of smells.
Yeah, so it's a big area. So that's what, you know.
Where's it at?
Yeah, it's over at Fordon Bay, which is our new location this year. So it's at 288 okay. East Bay Street, and it's right on the river. And it's a big, you know, green area over by, if you've ever been to the Hyatt Regency, it's mm-hmm. right next door on the river. But it's a big area and it's beautiful, and you know, you think that there's going to be sensory mm-hmm. overload, but really you're just trying to get all of the senses in there, you know. And yeah, there's music, and it's not, you know, it's not going to be a quiet environment, but mm-hmm. I think it's because there's a good amount of space in between each country, you can kind of get immersed into that country and then mm-hmm. move on to the next and not mix them up, you know.
Do you think y'all are hoping to make a bigger impact? I feel like especially in a world right now where we are so divided, what are y'all going to try and do to kind of bring inclusion?
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's the whole point, you know, mm-hmm. is to bring that inclusion and not only getting these people to share their voice and kind mm-hmm. of share who they are, but then have people learn about them. Because, you know, our guests that are going to be coming out to the event aren't, you know, may not be from any of these countries. They might be from somewhere totally different. And then they find out, oh, hey, like there might be a bigger community here in Jacksonville that I didn't know about that I can mm-hmm. actually engage with. And so same thing, you know, if all Americans, like USA is going to be a booth because we are a country. Yeah. Like we all forget.
I totally don't. Exactly. Oh my, yeah, I only remember on 4th of July.
Like, yeah. Honestly. So, you know, we forget that we have our own country to be proud of and kind of, you know, educate people on our history and everything. So it's going to be fun to kind of see how everyone does interact together and learns from each other.
Is it usually like the same vendors, like the same people that represented Indonesia last year will be there this year?
So Indonesia is actually, this is their first year coming out. Yeah. But there are countries that have been with us for the entirety of the event. So it's been like over 20 years. So.
And how have they seen it grow? Like,
so I can't give you numbers because I have no idea. I wasn't around at that time.
Right.
But I'm sure it only started with just a few countries and now we're over 30. So, yeah. So, I mean, and that's not even close to the over 200 countries that exist, but it's a small, you know, it's part of the small community that we have here in Jax.
That's so sweet. Mm-hmm. What are you hoping like for people to leave with? Not Ooh. Just like full stomachs, obviously, but like,
yeah, no, I want them to leave with, you know, one, new knowledge, you know, something that they've been exposed to that they haven't been before. And kind of that sense of like, wow, like kind of, you know, a bright light that they didn't have in their brain before. Of like, wow, these people are my neighbors, like you said, and they live right next door to me. And I had no idea that they have this whole culture that we didn't know about or that we weren't just knew about, but weren't educated on.
And I love that because like how you opened up with like Jacksonville. When I think of Hispanics, I think of South Florida. And when I think of Italians, I think of New York. When I think of Jacksonville, I think of just Caucasians and that's it. So it's really cool like that this is our neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have, you know, we have like a bunch of Asian countries. And then we have an African village and they, you know, they decorate it. Oh, my gosh. It is gorgeous. Like the things that they come up with and the crafts that they bring. And it's going to be beautiful.
Will there be things that you can buy, not just food?
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to be selling like jewelry and crafts. And there's also like make your own. So they can teach you how to make something that they, you know, make in their own culture. So it's very engaging.
Tote bags from Africa and things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, if you were running the Puerto Rican booth, what would you have to offer? What food would you make?
Oh man, probably alcapurrias. And
what's that?
It's like this fried meat. I don't know, like it's not a burrito.
Well, fried in meat. I like
yeah,
those
yeah,
things.
Exactly. I don't really know how to describe it, but it's delicious. And then arroz con gandules, which is just a type of rice that we make. Arroz con gandules.
Ooh. Yeah. Sounds like you're saying you love me.
Yeah. Oh, well, true. But yeah, no. So there's just, you know, the food that we'd make. And because oftentimes in Puerto Rico, it's in a U.S. territory. So you don't think about the differences and the cultures and stuff. But they have these like large gowns that I've never worn. And I wish I would. I wish I had one to wear. But they have these large gowns that they do like traditional dancing in. And so I'm sure some of them will be wearing that. And they're always in red, white and blue because those are also the colors of our flag. And they'll probably be playing like Mark Anthony and Ricky Martin and, you know, like traditional Puerto Rican singers and stuff like that. And dancing salsa, who doesn't?
I feel like there's so much going on. Is there enough room for all of it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's like I said, it's not just like two people and a performance type thing. It's very engaging. So they're not just sitting at that one booth. They're probably out and interacting and kind of talking to people. Like I said, educating, stuff like that.
And anyone, like, this is kid-friendly?
Kid-friendly, absolutely. We actually have, it's close to the public on Friday, but we have a field trip day where we have over 80 schools coming out to kind of help educate the kids,
oh,
too.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so that, you know, that's a separate event, not included with, you know, our normal tickets, but it's awesome. And I'm excited to see how all the kids interact, too, and kind of learn, because they have, you know, if they've never left Jacksonville, they have no idea what's out there.
Yeah, and I was from a super small podunk town, didn't realize that this was the thing even to begin with.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine. This is so sweet. So you said tickets are available.
Yes. They're $5. Super simple. And you can buy them online at our Eventbrite or in person when you get there.
Okay. And what's your Eventbrite?
I would just Google search Eventbrite, Office of Special Events, Jacksonville World of Nations Celebration.
Okay, and Paola, tell me one more time when this is happening and where it's happening.
Yeah, so it is February 29th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and March 1st from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And it's going to be at Fort on Bay, which is 288 East Bay Street.
Okay, and it's an all-day event, both of those?
Yep, yeah, 10 to 7 on the first day and 10 to 6 on the next
day.
Okay,
for $5.
$5.
Come and learn about your neighbors.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, at jacksonville.radio.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
This is a cow. A cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is offering free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 7272. That's promo code 7272 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Here are three things about Vistaprint business cards. Which do you think is true? 1. Our business cards are now edible. 2. Our business cards now come with sound effects. 3. Our business cards now ship for free. Yep, it's 3. All Vistaprint business cards now ship free. And that goes for any style and quantity. You pick the style, the shape, and the paper. The result is a card you're proud to hand out. So visit Vistaprint.com for free shipping on all business cards in any style and any quantity. Just use promo code 9494. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 9494.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood.
Welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby, and on the show, we just get to chat with our neighbors, hear what really cool stuff they're doing for us and with us and just overall in our community.
Okay.
And our neighbor today is Dr. Pamela Russell, and you're here with A Godsend.
Correct.
What's A Godsend?
A Godsend is a nonprofit that I founded almost 20 years ago now, and the sole purpose for A Godsend is to make an affirmative change in the world, but you do that one person at a time. Mm-hmm. So you affect a change in the life of one person. That person then impacts people that are in their sphere of influence. And so that one change can touch thousands of people, because when you make a change in their life, they do the thing that they're purposed to do. They make a change in the lives of those people that are around them. they then do the things that they are purposed to do. And so that change just ripples and ripples and ripples. And so for us, it's one person at a time.
So, like, really just a domino effect. How do you guys implement that?
We have three prongs. Number one, we do sponsorship. We do fiscal sponsoring for people who, for whatever the reason is, they don't have a 501c3, but they have a vision, and they have someone who's willing to support that vision, but because they don't have a 501c3, they can't get the money. So we then fiscally sponsor them. We help them with their organization. We help them manage the finances. We ensure their donors that the money will be used for the purpose that it's been given. And that way they get to do the thing that they have their vision for, and we get to help them.
And two more prongs,
two more prongs. The second one is scholarship. This scholarship is near to and dear to my heart because it's in memory of my mom. My mom was the type of person who just gave her life for other people. And this scholarship is called the Fresh Start Scholarship. It has such a small, the number of people who could qualify for it is really small. So I'm in search of those people. But it is to help someone who got in trouble, ended up in a halfway house, ended up in some kind of program. After their 6 months or 18 months or however long is over, now they're ready to get a fresh start. Our scholarship is the Fresh Start Scholarship. We provide them three sessions minimum of coaching. We will do a resume for them. We'll help them look for a job. If they land an interview and they don't have anything appropriate to wear, we purchase that outfit so that they can legitimately make a fresh start, live their life the way God intended them to live it. You know, without... It's hard when you make really huge mistakes and you feel like nobody really cares and nobody really wants to help you be successful. Well, anybody that thinks that, that's listening to this, know that that is not true. We want to help. And the last thing that we do is empowerment. This workshop that we're doing for entrepreneurs is a part of that prong. To empower people to do, there's so much going on in the world, but there are a lot of nonprofits out there trying to help people. So what we do is we try to do some empowerment things. We try to support other nonprofits because we can't do it all.
Right.
But there are tons of nonprofits that are doing all kinds of things. Like we supported a book bag rally for another nonprofit. We will do everything that we can do so that that difference that we're looking to make one person at a time is made. We don't have to be the one that do all the making.
So you guys are a lot. Y'all are a huge bundle. And I love how you started it off. We're just trying to help people do what God created them to do.
Absolutely.
And you broke it down in such like a simple way to understand. But so the third prong, you actually have a workshop that's tied with that. When is that?
That's March the 7th and the 14th. It is all day. We also provide you lunch. And I had a person say, oh, it must be a hard sale because it's so inexpensive to come. I said, no, because I don't believe in it. I believe that we can give you the tools to be who you need to be. If you need help, of course, I do business development. But my purpose is not to force you into signing some contract. My purpose is to give you the tools that you need. We need entrepreneurs. We need people who have vision. We need people who ask that question. Can that cat be sheared a different way? Is there another way to skin a cat? We need people who want that question answered. What I have found in doing business development, people say money is what causes businesses to fail. Though that might be true, foundation. I don't care how much money you throw at a house, if it's built on a broken foundation, it's not going to stand.
I love that imagery.
So you want to provide the foundation. You want people to understand, how do you start a business? Which business model should I take? Should I be an LLC? Should I be a partnership? Should I be a Schedule C? What is it that I need to do next? Do I need an EIN? Should I get one? What about a bank account? All of these are pieces of information that we're going to provide at the workshop to help someone decide the right path to take so that they can lay their foundation well.
And is this business owners for just nonprofits or any
this
business.
This is anybody. This is if you okay. are starting a business, if you have already started your business, but you're feeling a little wobbly, if you are in business, have been there for a while, and you're ready to do some expansion or changing, or you need to know more information, this is just for businesses, the information that you need, because we'll do business contracts. We'll talk about all the software that's out there to help you do your business well, whether you want paid software. We'll talk about the applications that are out there for social media. We want to give you as much information as you can, and we're giving a booklet so that you can go back. There's notes that you can take. When the when it's over, you can go back and say, oh, what did they say about that? You can look in your book and you can see the notes and go to the websites. We are not endorsing any one particular company, but we do want you to know that there are companies out there that do what you need to do so that you're not so inundated with trying to get the work done that you don't enjoy the thing that you're trying to do.
Yeah, not be overwhelmed. I think for me, I'm almost on the opposite spectrum. Both my parents are and are still business owners. Mm-hmm. And so I learned everything and I kind of thought everybody else knew it.
No.
Like what you were talking about. So I think this is such a cool opportunity for people who this is all like a foreign language to them.
Right. Because everybody has a vision, even though they don't think they do. Mm-hmm. There is something that everybody would want to do. When you look at something that's going on and you say, I wonder, would this work? That's your business. Mm. So you have to figure out how to get it out of your head, onto paper, into some actionable form so that you can begin to do that thing that is palpitating your heart. And you know, what is that saying? If you do the thing that you love,
you never have to work a day in your life.
But if you're doing the thing that you love and you're dragging it around like a 500-ton brick on your back, it's not fun. But if you can get the tools and the information is power. If you can get the tools and the information that you need in order to get that brick off your back and you can be excited, not only do you do what you love, but you'll inspire someone else to do what they love.
And you're telling us we can get these tools at your workshop totally
for
free.
You can get these tools. The workshop is $47 for both days, and you get lunch.
Okay.
And I had a person say, oh, that's not true. $47, you can't do it for $47. Mm-hmm. We can do it for $47 because we're a nonprofit. We're not trying to make money off someone else's pain. We're trying to help alleviate that pain. But one thing that I have learned in this doing nonprofit business for almost 20 years, if you don't attach some value, then neither will someone else. You put your money. That's why multi-level marketing companies, they always have you pay up front. Why do they do that? Because they know if you're not willing to attach any investment of your own, then you're not going to work.
It must not be that important.
You're not going to work at it. So for us, this is a minimal. That $47 is basically going to pay for their lunch both days. But it is the idea behind, I'm going to invest in my life. If I'm asking someone else to invest in my life, I've got to invest in my life myself. There's no way. And that's what we say. You have to be ready to work. This is a workshop. This is not a sit back and catch all the rain that's falling down from heaven shop. We're going to work. You're going to talk about what you're trying to accomplish. You're going to talk about the stumbling blocks or what you feel like is standing in your way so that we can help you move that block, climb over that block, drill through that block. Whatever it is that, you know, we want to help you do that.
And it's just as much our part as it is y'all's.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah, we go to this workshop and we pay $47, but afterwards, like, the work is not done.
That's right. Because you can pay somebody $3,000 to do a marketing plan for you. I've seen it. But the marketing plan is not going to market itself. Now you just have something on paper. Your part, figure out how you fit into that. Figure out if your personality lends itself to making this $4,000 marketing plan work, or if there's some things you need to do on the inside of you in order for this marketing plan to work. It's work. But it's fun work if you decide that that's going to be your perspective. But it is work. This is a workshop. This is not a, let me just sit back and fold my hands and wait till you do everything for me. That's not going to happen.
Because that's not reality. So Dr. Pamela, tell me one more time where and when this workshop is going on.
This workshop is going to be at the Hope Center, which belongs to Faith Community Church in Orange Park, Florida. It's 1268 Gaino Avenue, mm-hmm. Orange Park, 32073. From 9 a.m. until 3 p.m., both the 7th and the 14th, and we will, if you feed them, they will come.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week, and if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, at jacksonville.radio. Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood.
Welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby, and we get to just sit, chat with our neighbors and hear what really cool stuff they're doing with us and for us just in our community. And today I have Miss Nikisha Williams,
hey.
Who is author and storyteller, and you have an upcoming event.
Yes, I do. I'm doing a one-woman show.
Okay, what does that even entail? I think of like a one-man band, but what's a one-woman show?
So it's just what it sounds like. It's a play entitled Lessons We Were Never Taught, and I'm going to be doing 7 spoken word monologues embodying these characters that I've created that goes with an accompanying poetry collection, and it's just all me all the time.
So you wrote all of this?
I wrote all of it.
How long did that take? This is a lot.
For the entire poetry collection that goes with it, there are about 20 poems. It took me basically all of 2019 to write these different poems. Usually write fiction, and mm-hmm. it doesn't take me very long to write a fiction novel, but because the poems have to come from a very deeply personal place, okay. I couldn't write what I wasn't feeling. And so I kind of had to go through everything mm-hmm. that I was talking about in some way or another. Not all of them are true to life, but I had to be in that emotional space. And so it really took all of 2019, from January when I wrote the very first piece, Mothers of Sorrow, to the end of December when I wrote the last piece, to get them all down. And in between that time, I was starting to learn them when I realized that I was going to make this a show.
Yeah, so your show is in March. Is it like kind of funky revisiting what you wrote over a year ago?
Not really, because they're poems. They're kind of evergreen.
I like that word.
And it's just a matter of, some of them I performed for a specific purpose for like mm-hmm. other events that I was asked to be a part of, but a lot of them were really just specifically for this show and this topic and what I wanted to talk about. And so it was like creating them and then trying to pick which ones I wanted to do, and then getting back into those emotional spaces of, okay, how is this character? Who is this character? Who is this woman? How does she feel? And getting my body into that space. So it's not weird, but mm-hmm. it is a process.
Well, so you keep saying show, but when I think of a poem, I think of kind of like a spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
Are you just sitting in front of a microphone and sharing?
No, not at all. So it's not like your average cafe poetry reading where I'm just going to stand with the book and read.
Okay.
I am actually going to be performing these pieces as the characters that they were written about. So for most part, every piece in the book in the collection has a name.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I embody that name and what that poem is about. So then the words become dialogue, and it's a monologue. So you're coming to really see a play.
The words are in dialogue. Who can come to this? Is it kid friendly? Is it for couples?
Anyone can come.
Mm-hmm.
if you're going to bring your children, there are some bad words, but not a lot.
Okay.
But it's for couples, but it's open to anyone.
And where's it going on at?
It's happening at Babs Lab in Riverside, 603 King Street, mm-hmm. right in Cork Arts District, at Cork North, March 5th through the 8th from, 8 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, mm-hmm. and then 2 p.m. on the Sunday show.
So you're performing all these shows and it's just you?
I'm doing 4 shows by myself one weekend.
How do you even, you wrote everything, but now it's throwing it up on stage. So how do you even prepare for that?
It's a lot of memorization because each piece is about 10 minutes long. And then...
And there's 7, right?
And there's 7 pieces. Okay. So it's about an hour to hour, 10-minute show. And then from there, it's learning every piece, but then learning each piece with the choreography of how I'm going to be on the stage, what I'm going to be doing, okay. the props. So it's intense, but
yeah.
I've been in rehearsal technically since mid-November, just going over stuff with my director. Her name is Barbara Colicello. And so now we're just really down to grind time.
I'm in no way an artist. I don't draw, I don't sing, I don't paint, anything. But so I've heard that for some performers and singers, they'll write a song and then whenever they go to perform it, it's like reliving that same emotion when they wrote it.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll experience that?
Somewhat. Mm-hmm. As I do some of the characters, we're kind of really feeling out who they are and what their vibe mm-hmm. is. It really is about getting really back into that emotional place. And so I have to dig deep to go back there to make it authentic. Mm-hmm. So it's coming and I'm sure it'll be there on show day.
Are you fearful of that? Because these are nonfiction. These are real, true emotions.
I'm not fearful of it. I wrote it.
Right.
And usually I'm the kind of person where, because I'm a writer, a lot of my most honest form of communication is through writing. And so by the time it's written, I'm like, well, I wrote it. I might as well say it.
Okay, so you're not just this is my diary. No one's ever going to see it. But you're willing to share.
I'm willing to share.
Whoa. That's so vulnerable.
Yes, it is. It's very scary, but here we are.
Is this your first show that you've done like this?
This is my very first one-woman show that I've done like this. So I'm very interested to see the feedback.
Okay.
But mostly I just want people to come and show up so that I'm not performing to the audience of no one.
Yes. Is it free?
No, the tickets are $17. They're on my website, newrights.com, newrights.com. And you can go and get your ticket right there. And I'll put your name on the list. And you can also get tickets at the door if you want to do that.
That's the same price as a movie with popcorn.
Exactly.
But this is better because it's in person.
It's in person. You'll get me for an entire 70 minutes. And then afterwards, you'll be able to talk to me.
Okay, so there's a whole meet and greet.
Yeah, a little bit. If you hang out afterwards, I got to get off the stage and go home just like everybody else so we can stop and chat and do that.
Is your family really supportive?
Yes, I'm originally from Chicago. And my mother is flying down.
Chicago?
From Chicago for all 4 nights of the show.
Oh,
she's
my gosh.
I'll help you do whatever you want me to do, but Saturday night I'm watching the show. I said, okay. My husband is going to come for all 4 nights. Have another friend of mine who lives in Texas who's driving back to see all 4 nights. So I have a very, very supportive family and friends, and I just want Duval to show up because this is for you.
So this is kind of a lot of pressure. People are coming. It's not just Jacksonville. People from East Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
Throughout, they're going to be there.
Yeah, friends, family, and I just hope the city comes out and we show out for this weekend.
Have they already, read some of these poems? Your mom and your friend and even your husband?
My mother saw the advanced copy of the book, of the full book, what goes mm-hmm. with all the pieces on my counter when she came down in January for my son's birthday. And so...
Just super casually saw it?
Just super casually saw it because it was my advanced copy that I was marking through to make sure everything was right.
Okay.
I don't know if she started reading it or not, but I know she saw it. But nobody else has really heard all of them. Some people may have heard one or two if they've seen me perform at different venues over last year.
Okay.
But for the most part, this is all new material that has not ever been performed before.
Did you do that on purpose? Not really broadcast it and share it out a lot?
Oh, yeah. I don't like to announce anything until it's for certain. And so even though I had the idea early 2019 and I started writing the pieces early 2019, I didn't know about doing a show with my director until like May. And then I don't think we really met for rehearsal until like September, November, around there. And then I didn't announce that it was actually coming out until January 1st.
What sparked that like initiative? Writing is a whole healing process in itself. So why take that extra step and perform it?
Oh gosh. I blame my therapist.
Your therapist?
Honestly.
Like real talk?
Real talk. I blame my therapist. I did a piece.
Oh my gosh.
Called Mothers of Sorrow, as I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And she had heard it. And she saw the video that I posted of me doing it for this art gallery opening. Mm-hmm. And so she said, why don't you re-record this and embody each character in the piece that you've already written? And, you know, we just do different takes of you recording it. And I was like, well, the way I really see it is as a play with three women, not me being the three women, because I kind of like to write and let the work speak for itself. Mm-hmm. I don't really have, I never had really any designs to act mm-hmm. before this show that I'm doing now. Yeah. But she was like, well, I like that idea. Do you know anybody with a theater space? And I was like, as a matter of fact, I do. And so then I met with Barbara and she was like, well, do you want to have actresses or do you just want to do it? Because you can do this as a one-woman show. It's your work. And so here we are.
And now, like, will your therapist be
yep,
there?
Yep, she's coming. She's,
like, this is her baby.
Basically, she started it. I always tell her, you always start in something, and then here we go.
Yeah. This yeah. is, like, on her. This is anyway.
This is on her, yeah.
One of my favorite things to learn is, like, behind the scenes, like, why is a song called a certain name, and then why does a movie title have a certain name? So why is this called Lessons We Were Never Taught?
For that answer, I blame my friends.
Okay.
As you can see, this really didn't start with me. I'm just the vessel, as I always tell people when I'm writing. I'm just the vessel and the conduit for which the stories to come through, because most of the time these ideas don't necessarily start with me. And so this started because December 2018, mm-hmm. I was at dinner with my friends and we were just talking about life and everything. And just about, you know, we're mothers and we're working women and we have mm-hmm. children and we're married. And they were like, Nikisha, you should write a book about all the things you go through as, you know, like a married woman, as a mother, as all the things you go through with working and trying to balance everything, about all those things that, you know, we wish we would have known before we got into it. And it was like lessons we were never taught.
Shoot, I need this because I'm not a mom and I'm not married, but I'm like learning things and I didn't know your
then come.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Nikisha, tell me one more time when and where this is happening.
This is happening March 5th through the 8th, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Babs Lab in Riverside, Cork Arts District North, 603 King Street.
And then where can we buy tickets if we don't buy them at the door?
You can buy tickets on my website, newrites.com, newrites.com, and they are $17 a ticket.
Okay, sweet. Thank you for being this vessel.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, at Jacksonville.radio. Real country music plays here on Jack's Country, now exclusively on 94.1.